course here one of the members of the Speaker Committee, Sam or Blythe, during the break or after the meeting.
I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to welcome the new people to Alcoholics Anonymous. And if you're anything like I was when I got here, you're in for the ride of your life and you don't know it yet. I grew up in an Ozzie and Harriet home. Neither one of my parents were alcoholic. My dad passed away 4 months shy of their 50th wedding anniversary. My sister was valedictorian and varsity cheerleader. My brother was senior class president and valedictorian, and I got A's in all my art and shop classes. I started drinking in high school, but I was a senior in high school in 1969, so at the time I did more drugs than I did drinking. But the minute I turned 21... a lot, but I drank a ton. I don't want to stay on the drunk log because I only have 10 minutes. Let me describe the drunk that got me to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was a union carpenter. I got off work. We drank about a 12-pack between four of us at the site. And then one of the guys and I went to Pedro's. I got sober up in San Jose. That was a Mexican restaurant and bar. And he and I drank 10 Dos Equis and 10 shots of tequila. And he went home for dinner. I went to the Woodham's Lounge, which was my home group at the time. Probably went to get some coke and obviously didn't get it because I came out of a blackout on an off-ramp of 280 with a red light in front of me and a red light behind me. And I got out and staggered back to this higher patrol car and told him, my car won't start. I'm pretty sure I'm out of gas. And he told me, that's okay, get in and I'll push you across the street so we get your car off the off-ramp. I'm surprised he let me get back in the car, even if he was just pushing me. But, you know, the funny thing is, if he hadn't pushed me across that street, I would have gone to court in San Jose, and who knows what judge I would have got. Because he pushed me across the street, I went to court in Sunnyvale, and the judge I went before son was 4 years sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. And... that was my third drunk driving, and there was 20 of us there for our third drunk driving. And the judge took a recess, and the bailiff explained that if you pled guilty, he was going to fine you $900 and give you 30 days in jail. Now, $900 and 30 days in jail for your third drunk driving obviously was a long time ago. But if you pled guilty today and postponed sentencing for 30 days and went to 25 AA meetings and came back with a card sign that said you'd been there, he would give you 10 days in jail instead of 30. He'd still fine you the $900. But that's the reason I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. I came here to get 20 less days in jail. I did not come here. I was 30 years old. I did not come here to stop drinking. But, you know, his calendar was booked, so I had 45 days to do my 25 meetings. And being the good procrastinator I am, I waited 15 days, not knowing you were going to tell me if you drank every day, go to a meeting every day. But I had 25 days now. And I say the good procrastinator I am because I hear so often, the good alcoholic I am, I did this. My understanding of alcoholism and my being an alcoholic is that once I start drinking, I cannot control the amount I take, and when I try to stop altogether, I find I cannot. That's alcoholism. Procrastination is just one of my defects, you know. And non-alcoholics have it. But anyway, at my first meeting, I met people. I was 30 years old, like I said, and I met people who were 5 years sober and 30 years old. And I thought, man, what would my life be like if I hadn't been drinking, smoking pot, and shooting coke for the last 5 years? I got a sponsor my seventh day in the program. I haven't had a drink since my first meeting. 26 days clean and sober. I took one hit off a joint because I was smoking a cigarette and my little brother was smoking a joint with some friends and it came past me and I just wasn't even thinking and I passed it. Ah, shit. And you can't be 26 days sober, take a hit off skunk weed and not get loaded. So even back in 83, there was good dope too. But so I went in and called my sponsor and told him, and he asked me how much time I had, and I said, well, nothing. And he told me I learned quickly. By the time I was 90 days sober, I was 9/10 of the way through my ninth step. That's no virtue on my part. When I got here, I had no answers. You people seem to have answers. I failed to mention my grandfather had died 10 years before I got sober, a sober member, Alcoholics Anonymous. And they'd come for Christmas, and he'd disappear for about 2 hours. And I figured, well, it probably took him an hour to get there, an hour meeting, and an hour to get back. But I knew nothing of Alcoholics Anonymous. My saving grace for me is that Alcoholics Anonymous, and I heard it at my first meeting, you get to choose your own conception of God in Alcoholics Anonymous. You don't have to believe in one you grew up with. You don't have to believe in what I believe in. You don't have to believe in what anyone else believes in. But you do need to find a power greater than yourself, which I choose to call God. And if you've seen the movie, Oh God, with George Burns, that's the God I chose. He has a sense of humor. I often say God has a sense of humor. And I say this, and half the crowd will laugh, and half of them will give me a dirty look. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, look who you're sitting next to. You know, our book says we're people who would not normally mix. Yet here we are with a common peril and a common solution. I've been sober 36 years. Last month was on the 3rd was my 36th birthday. I've done nothing but try to get to know God better and to do what I think he would have me do to help other people since I've been here, and that doesn't have to be in Alcoholics Anonymous. If I see something where I can be helpful, I just do it. And God has taken great care of me. I was 2 years sober when I ruptured a disc in my back. I was a union carpenter, and I had my spine fused, and I spent 4 months in a body cast with people wheeling me to meetings. That sucked. But I've had, after it was good. Now, I had to change occupations and stuff, you know, and I lived up in San Jose, which is Silicon Valley, so I figured I should work on computers. And they tested me and said, yeah, you're smart enough, so they put me through school. And I had a 25-year career, which ended up moving me down here with NCR and then Teradata. They told me when they fused me, they said 25 to 30 years from now, you could have problems with the disc above it or the disc below it. This one doesn't move anymore, so it puts undue pressure on those. Well, for the last 7 years, on and off, I've been having problems with my back. Well, for the last month, I've been having trouble, and it's shooting into my legs, and I'm having trouble walking. and it sucked. But you know what? Mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, I'm doing great. So I can put up with that physical shit until I get to the doctor, which I do have an appointment. In fact, I saw one yesterday, and they sent me to it to a specialist. But I want to welcome the new people to Alcoholics Anonymous. I want to leave you with this. My dad gave me, it looked like it came out of a newspaper or a magazine, taped onto a 3x5 card when I was sober. He said, "Here, I think you'd like this." And it said, "The love of a beautiful maid, the love of a staunch true man, the love of a baby unafraid has existed since time began. But the greatest love, the love of loves, even greater than that of a mother, is that tender, infinite, passionate love of one drunken bum for another."